with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a pause in their devastating two-year war and the release of the remaining hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he recognizes the hard work of everybody involved.
I welcome the announcement last night of an agreement to secure a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza, based on the proposal put forward by President Donald J. Trump. And I commend the diplomatic efforts of the United States, Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey in brokering the desperately needed breakthrough.
Heritage Foundation military analyst Brent Sadler says the region has changed.
Hamas is realizing that. They have no friends. A key moment has been the pressure finally being brought to bear not on Israel to relent, but on Hamas, the terror organization that started this war, to relent.
The Senate has failed to advance legislation to end the government shutdown for the seventh time. House Speaker Mike Johnson says tensions are high on Capitol Hill. That includes some confrontations in the hallway.
This gets personal. Emotions are high. People are upset. I'm upset. I'm a very patient man, but I am very angry right now because this is dangerous stuff. And so is it better for them probably to be physically separated right now? Yeah, probably is. Frankly, I wish that weren't the case. But we do have to turn the volume down. The best way to turn the volume down is to turn the lights back on and get the government open for the people. Do the right thing.
Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer stands by his demand for some $1.5 trillion in new spending to provide free health care for those in the country illegally.
Each day, our case to fix health care and end the shutdown gets better and better, stronger and stronger.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 286 points. This is SRN News. New Jersey lawmakers are issuing a warning, and we get that from Michael Harrington in this report.
The state legislature has voted to issue a, quote, reproductive health travel advisory that will advise New Jersey residents that some other states ban or restrict abortion, a fact that the vast majority of Americans must certainly be aware of already. Critics also wonder why a New Jersey woman who can easily get an abortion in her home state would travel to another state to terminate her pregnancy in the first place. Some call the legislature's action a kind of liberal virtue signaling. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the conservative majority Supreme Court is taking the American justice system back to its original purpose. For some years, the court had followed what people on the left call a living reading of the Constitution, which holds that the document should adapt to the changing cultural norms in the country. But the current court is adopting originalism, which aims to enforce the constitutional principles as intended by its original drafters. This is SRN News. An alleged theft and police chase ends with a dead suspect and two badly wounded officers.
Pennsylvania State Police say two troopers are hospitalized in serious and critical condition after they were shot during a pursuit in South Franklin County. Responding to a call about a theft at a Dick's Sporting Goods, the troopers pursued a suspect vehicle and eventually stopped it using spike strips. Police say two women came out and were taken into custody, but a man inside started shooting, and the suspect was killed by return fire. Governor Josh Shapiro praised the state's law enforcement, posting that he and his wife are praying for the two troopers shot in the line of duty in Chambersburg. I'm Jennifer King.
Texas's top criminal court has again paused the execution of Robert Roberson just days before he had been said to become the first person in the U.S. put to death on a shaken baby case. The execution stay was granted today by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. More on these stories at srnnews.com.